There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
La 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 la.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and to find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to snack on your guinea pig's pet food? Or why can't you wear a bit of delectable double denim to a wedding? And of course, what should you do if you accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen?
No, we're not. Jordan's more donkey on a Blackpool beach.
And William is more polo ponies. Do ponies like polos?
No, it's a different type of polo.
Polo is in...
The game.
Have you ever played polo?
No. But I've stomped a divot in my time.
Really?
Mm.
What's that mean?
Yes, I thought you had no idea.
Shall we pour the gin into Bonnie?
Yes.
Shall we get straight into it? I feel like I need one after the day I've had.
What sort of day have you had?
Oh, you know, trains up and down and stuff like that.
Oh, dear.
I've just got the train from London. So I've become accustomed to gin and Dubonnet.
Have you? Are you having it in your spare time?
Not really, no. Somebody on your Facebook, by the way, criticised the way I said Dubonnet.
Did they?
Yeah, but it's right. You've got that everywhere.
I know, I'm so sorry.
You've got that everywhere. Let me just finish
my coffee. Don't lick the table.
I have been up since 2 a.m, but I'm not going to talk about it.
No, that's good.
I'm not going to mention it at all. I have been up since 2 o'clock this morning, though.
What time?
2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So I'm soldiering through. I had a bit of a wet whitewash before.
You had a bit of a what?
A wet whitewash. Have you never had a wet whitewash? On train, in toilet, so I just had a wet wipe and did under my armpits and my face. Didn't we talk about this last time?
Well, if we did, I've blocked it from my memory.
Have you never even heard of a wet wipe wash?
No. But yeah, I go to Selfridges to buy very expensive Hermes shower gel.
Yeah, you do.
So, you know.
I still can't get over you buying £20 bottles of shower gel.
It wasn't £20, if only.
Who are we toasting to today?
Why don't we toast producer Ben?
Oh, yes. Who's been a diamond this morning
he
when I come in?
He has been a diamond.
Annie.
It's like Rihanna. Right. Producer Ben.
To producer Ben. Cheers. Big Stoke City fan.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to him about football.
I've gathered. I was
nice.
Actually looking forward to this on the train. What has happened?
Just because of the gin and Dubonnet.
Yeah. Are you trying to change me slowly but surely?
I don't think I could change you, Jordan.
I think you are.
I think some people are beyond help. And talking of help, that's why we're here today. We are today talking about dinners.
Dinners out.
Yes, when you go out for dinner. Or lunch or brunch.
Yeah.
Brunch is very popular.
What's supper? That's before bed, isn't it?
Traditionally, yes. You would have breakfast, you'd have lunch, and then you'd have tea. And that was sort of afternoon tea, what is now called afternoon tea, but correctly was just called tea. Then you have dinner. And then if you were still hungry after your theatre show or opera, whatever you had gone to,
oh God,
you would then have a bit of supper. And it was cheese on toast, that sort of thing.
Oh.
Now supper is more used as a sort of a more informal dinner.
Right.
So if I said to you, Jordan, come for supper, you would probably expect what we would call nursery-style food, so moussaka or lasagna or toad in the hole, that sort of thing. Whereas if I said, come for dinner, you should expect something a bit more...
Right.
Formal.
So supper's a bit more informal?
Nowadays, yes.
Right, okay. You see, first of all, we need to sort this out if we're talking about dinner, because for me, and yes, most Northerners, it's breakfast, dinner, tea, the three meals of the day.
Bit back to front.
I am happy to meet halfway and say breakfast.
Well, there's no meeting halfway, because one of us is correct.
Let me finish. Mm. I'm happy to meet halfway and say breakfast, lunch and tea. Because tea.
Well, yes, you're correct. Yes, breakfast, lunch, tea.
Yeah.
Dinner.
No. Dinner's not. Dinner to use your tea, innit?
Sorry.
Right. Sorry. Breakfast in the morning.
Yes.
Dinner is at lunchtime.
No.
And tea. Breakfast, dinner, tea.
Breakfast, lunch, tea, dinner.
What were they called at school? Dinner ladies. They weren't called lunch ladies. They were called dinner ladies.
They're called the catering department for us.
Oh, my God. I bet they were, actually, at your £80,000 a year school.
£80,000 a year.
Probably went to. I bet your annual school fees are worth more than my mum and dad's house.
I don't know what they were because they didn't pay the bills.
Oh,
I was a child,
God.
So I don't know.
So if you want our help with something, as always, as we say in every episode, you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to
trepidation.
Help. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his narcissistic letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. You wanted me to mess up narcissistic, didn't you?
No idea what you mean.
Yes, you did. You put that big word in to try and trip me up. The episode, like we said, is all about dinner out at a restaurant, in a pub with your mates or your loved ones. The glorious world of dinner out. Why didn't you want me to say eating out?
Because that has different connotations.
No, it doesn't.
We are not doing a podcast episode on that.
No, but you'd say like, oh, we're eating out tonight, aren't we? You would, wouldn't you? Would you not say, oh, do you want to eat out tonight? Would you ever say to Mikey, no. do you want to eat out tonight?
Well, it's been known, but not...
You're making this into something that's not. I'd say all the time eating out.
You and I ate out earlier this week, didn't we?
We did, yes. So I think this is a good place to start the podcast.
Yes, I took you for lunch.
What was it called again? Sorry.
Rules.
Carry on.
With
on.
An apostrophe, possessive. It was named after someone called Rule. And yes, we had dinner, as you would call it, lunch, as the rest of the world would. And it was very nice, wasn't it?
It was lovely. It was... And I'm not just saying, it was probably the poshest restaurant I've ever been to.
What did you actually say to me on Tuesday?
I said to William, put it this way, it's the poshest restaurant I've ever been to, and I've been to Jamie's Italian.
Yeah, which says it all.
So, yeah, we ate out.
We had lunch.
Sorry. We had lunch in London, at London's oldest restaurant.
Yes, 1798, I think it started.
We got there, and there was a bloke with a top hat and a suit on. He took our coats.
Yes, the commissionaire.
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Right,
I think you called him the coat man.
Yeah, I called him the coat man, because I come back, I went, I've just had an argument with coat man. And William was like, why? And because basically I was looking for the toilets. I went, excuse me, mate, where's your toilets? They went, oh, the cloak rooms are upstairs on your left. I went, no, I need the toilet. He went, yeah, the cloakroom, upstairs on your left. I was going, no, toilet. I thought he couldn't understand me. He went, no, cloakroom. I went, oh, right, you call the cloakroom the toilet.
Yes.
So then I come back and went, coatman's just fallen out of me. And then we had salmon and eggs to start. What did you have?
I had some sort of onion tart.
Yes.
With an endive salad.
Yeah.
You didn't know what an endive was?
No, I didn't. And it's
basically lettuce for you.
My lemon was wrapped in a cloth, wasn't it?
Yeah, you halfway through went, why is my lemon in a cloth?
Sorry, were we at dinner with Ashley from Coronation Street?
This is how you all sound to me. And yes, and you didn't know, it came, so your smoked salmon and scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm, which was lovely.
Yes, it looked very nice if you like smoked salmon. Your lemon came wrapped in a muslin cloth, which they do normally to help sort of filter the lemon juice, whether it's to stop the pip falling out, for example.
Well, I didn't know that. It was very nice.
You also told me numerous times that you were on a diet and you were off bread, but you did manage to eat all of the bread.
Yeah, shut up. I'm currently trying to slim down a bit because I've got a wedding next week, and I need to get in that dress. I really do. For the main, what did we have?
We both had the same. We had the feather blade of beef.
Yes. Oh, that's what
very
it was
nice.
Called.
It was tender to the touch.
I told a friend it was beef and mash, and they said it doesn't sound that posh. But it was, wasn't it? It was beef and mash.
It was cream mashed potato.
It was actually lovely.
It was
it?
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we had a walk round.
We did have a walk around Covent Garden.
That's it, Covent Gardens.
Yes,
yeah.
Which was fun. And we went into various shops and you took the Mickey out of my bag.
Oh, yeah. William's got an handbag.
I don't have a handbag.
He does. You're like my mate. He's from Wigan, right? He moved to London and now he has an handbag.
What sort of handbag?
Like yours, like a handbag.
No, but mine's a luxury leather tote.
It was a pig in handbag, yeah. Me walking around London with you with an handbag, yeah. I forgot about that. But this proves that we are friends because people actually
yes.
say, are you friends?
Some people think this is forced,
yes.
either by the production teams or by the court, but it's not.
Yeah, he's not taking me outfit day.
This is no rehabilitation programme.
Do you think my manners, my table etiquette was good?
Yes, I have said, you eat very nicely. There's no issues there.
Yeah.
How often do you, I mean, aside from when you're out with me, how often do you eat?
Out.
Aside from when you are out with me, when there's an hour in the month, how often do you go out for dinner?
I usually eat out about once or twice a week. I like the usual place. I had a really bad experience recently in Pizza Hut.
Kel Surprise.
So I went for the lunch buffet, but it finishes at 3 o'clock, so
right.
I had to get a pizza. So I ordered a 12-inch meat feast with stuffed crust. They didn't have
well,
the
you
meat.
Know what you like.
They didn't have the meat feast, and they couldn't do stuffed crust for some reason, so I had to have cheesy bites, and then I had to have, like, I think it was barbecue supreme. Annoyed about that. And they charged me for full Coke, and the Coke machine wasn't working. And it took ages, and when the pizza got there, it was a bit cold. But, like most British people, I sat there and said, yeah, fine, lovely, thanks. Thanks very much.
You didn't say anything?
I don't like complaining, William.
No, but you should say something. The British are terrible, but when they come up to you, nothing.
Yeah.
Yes, very nice, thank you.
Right, what do you think I should have said?
You should have taken out all emotion. Or should we have a go at this?
Right, yeah, go on then.
Shall I be a Pizza Hut worker?
Something I never... Yes. Go on then. You be a Pizza Hut worker.
Will you try and get my attention?
Okay. And am I going to be... I'm going to be
You're
me.
Going to be Jordan North
right.
having a bit of an
okay.
issue.
Right. Okay.
And this... Where was this Pizza Hut?
It was in London.
It was in London.
It was in London. Okay.
I'll do my London voice.
That narrows it down a bit. Excuse me.
Sorry, mate. Is there a problem?
When did Oliver Twist start working in Pizza Hut? Consider yourself at home. I don't.
That was less Oliver, more Nancy. But never mind.
I don't mean to be a pain, and I'm really really sorry. And I know you're very busy, but this pizza's a bit cold. In fact, it's very cold, and it's not very nice. And the cheesy bites are still a bit. The cheese isn't melted in the middle.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, you see,
that's probably what I'd
you
do.
Were too apologetic. You were too apologetic.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, you see, you don't like it.
No, I don't.
Well, shall we crash on? Shall we tackle our first problem?
Let's crash on. Tally bloody ho. We know what today's...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, I think I'm pissed again. So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about dinner out, but that's all we know. It's now time to go to the questions from you, our lovely listeners that have tweeted, emailed and sent letters in. Go for it, William.
Okay, this one is from Grace. My husband and some of our mutual friends meet up twice a year in London for dinner.
Swingers.
I don't think they're swingers.
Anyway, go on.
There are three couples in total. One of them, we shall
swingers.
One of them, we shall call them Jack and Jill, are a bit difficult. Jill has many dietary requirements. Each time we see her, there is something else she cannot eat. Last week when we met, we got an email from Jack who said that could we change restaurants as the one we had all collectively chosen a few weeks before didn't have anything that Jill could eat. We suggested three other options, but the response came back from Jack that they all seemed inappropriate. Oh. Is it rude of Jack and Jill? How do we tell them our feelings without jeopardising the friendship? Is it bad etiquette to be a terribly fussy eater? And they've got here as an aside that when they actually did meet up for dinner last week, Jack arrived on time and Jill didn't arrive until 9 o'clock, saying she'd been very busy. So she missed the entire meal at the restaurant that they had all ended up due to her dietary requirements.
Well, Jill sounds like a bit of a nightmare. What are your thoughts on that, William Hansen?
Well, I mean, if Jack doesn't have the balls to divorce Jill, which I would seriously consider because Jill sounds a nightmare.
Oh my God, did you just say balls?
Yes.
All right, carry on.
That aside, clearly these other friends, they are allowing this behaviour to happen because they're all sort of being very British, like that complaining role play we've just done, and just letting it happen. And I would perhaps, you know, maybe not in front of the entire table. If I were Grace, I would, or Grace's husband, I would take Jack aside and say, look, we didn't feel this was great. We've ended up in this restaurant because we were trying to get something that Jill could eat. And then Jill didn't even turn up.
What are your thoughts on vegetarians?
I don't mind vegetarians. That's fine.
Vegans?
I don't mind vegans.
Would you cook for them at one of your dinner parties?
I have cooked for vegans and I've cooked for vegetarians.
Have you?
We're an inclusive household. I mean, it is always interesting that, you know, I'm expected to provide them a meal to cater for their diet requirements, and I like a lot of meat. But when I go to their house, where's the meat dish?
Oh, so if you went to a vegetarian's house, would you expect a meat dish?
No, I wouldn't expect one, right? Because no vegetarian, you know, it's a slight double standard. I'll be honest, I'm gonna put my cards on the table.
Yeah,
I've got very good friends who I love dearly, that are vegetarians and vegans,
right?
But it's a double standard.
Okay. I couldn't be a vegetarian. I'd miss Billy Bear meat and sausages and...
Enough about your specialist website.
I bet you've never had a Billy Bear meat butty, have you?
I don't know what you're saying.
Billy Bear meat is the best sandwich filler
ever. Do you have any dietary requirements?
If I have too much coffee, sometimes it runs
through
me.
That's not really a dietary requirement.
Oh, is it not?
No. Dietary requirement normally requires food.
Coffee and Guinness.
Well,
if I'm...
If you, by the way, just a bit of take-home content here for the listeners, if you have a dietary requirement and it's one that is legitimate, tell your hosts in advance.
Right, don't
so
say it on the day.
If you phone me up and said, William, do you want to come for dinner in 2 weeks' time? I go, yes, just so you know I'm a vegan. Don't expect them to remember from 4 weeks ago or 4 months ago, constantly remind
them. That's good. I don't like onions, that's about it. Next question.
This one's from Philip. There's a friend of mine who we've now stopped inviting for group dinners because, without fail, every time we go out, he gets his iPhone calculator out and will add up to the penny what he owes.
Ugh.
Even splitting the cost of a bottle of wine based on the number of people and the number of glasses they've had. Is it okay to just enforce a split-the-bill rule for social occasions?
Great question. First of all, Philip. We all know someone like Philip. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, producer Ben's just told me. I'm having a go at Philip. It's Philip's mate. Well, you've wound me up that much, Philip. Yeah, we all know someone like Philip's friend, don't we?
We do. And, you know, at the end of the day, if time's so tight that you can't split a meal by however many number of people that there are, don't go out for dinner.
Right, OK.
I mean, if times are that bad that you can't afford to subsidise 50p of your friend's extra bottle of wine or side of broccoli he had, if you can't afford it, stay at home.
Etiquette expert's view on splitting the bill in a group. Do you think everyone should split the bill?
Yeah.
What if you don't have a starter?
Everyone should order the same sort of thing. So you say from the outset, right, shall we do first courses? Are we doing two courses? Are we doing three courses? And if everybody says, no, let's not have a first course, if I want a first course, I can go back tomorrow and I can have that first course I want.
What about if someone's not drinking?
I don't really mind. Split the bill still equally.
Even though you've got Karen, who's on a second bottle of wine, talking about her ex-husband, sobbing.
Well, if she has had a lot of wine, then you might want to say something. But I would still just split the bill equally. You're friends at the end of the day.
Auntie Karen, if you're listening, I'm not talking about you. That was just a one-off. I know it was a tricky divorce, but let's just move on.
Right, this one is from someone called Kat.
Hi, Kat. Meow.
Right. I love my boyfriend. He is the butter to my toast. Unfortunately, aww, when eating buttered toast, or anything else for that matter, he chews, talks, and sometimes sings whilst the food is still in his mouth.
Whoa.
I feel it's gone too far already. But what is the etiquette of eating like an animal? Well, the etiquette is don't eat like an animal.
What's the worst thing you can do when eating?
Oh, eat with your mouth open or with your elbows on the table. I think that's pretty grim.
Why is eating with your elbows on the table a bad thing, though?
Well, for a start, it looks ugly. And there is a school of thought, all joints on the table will be carved. But historically, why we don't eat with our elbows on the table, because in the medieval times, the tables that they ate from were not secure tables like we have today. They were benches with pieces of wood put on top every time they wanted to eat. And so if you put your elbows on the table would tip. And so it became the etiquette to not put your elbows on the table.
Like when you go to a really crap pub and the tables are dodgy and you put them on, it's like, oh, Christ, you've got soup all over your lap.
Well, I would imagine it's a similar concept.
Wow, I never knew that. That's
yes,
really,
now
that's
you
why
know,
we don't put our elbows
that's
on the table.
Historically why. But I think, yeah, certainly when I was dating, and we've talked at some length about our various dates over the years, if someone had bad table manners, that was it.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't?
If they held their knife the wrong way, if they ate with their mouth open.
He eats no. with his toast.
Yeah, if he sings whilst eating toast.
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. I've got a confession. I've not told many people this. I love dipping my toast in my tea in the morning. It's so nice. It is, honestly, the butter melts and it's so nice.
That is so common.
And I know that if my mum or dad ever caught me doing it, they would go mad, but I do it when no one's looking. And Jonathan Ross also does it. I've read it in his autobiography.
I've never liked Jonathan Ross.
So say you met the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a six-pack.
You make me sound shallow.
12-inch on slack. He was really, like, happy, and then you moved in and found out he dipped his toast in his tea. Would you get rid of him?
Yes.
Next question.
This is from Rick. Our final question. Sat in a very tightly packed restaurant the other night, tables nearly on top of each other. The couple next to us were arguing. It got heated. Hotter than the curry on my plate, in fact. It escalated to the woman throwing the man's three-quarters full pint all over his face.
Ooh.
Silence ensued. Lots and lots of awful silence. I didn't know what to do. Why do couples always argue at dinner? What can we do in these awkward situations?
Great question. Why do people... I've had so many family arguments at restaurants. That is so true. Yes. Why is it? Because you think we're in a close environment?
Well, I don't know, because... I've never had an argument at the dinner table.
You've never fallen out with your family at the table?
No, but I think if you go out, certainly in a public place, whether it's with your family, friends, and you're having an argument, I think you should have more self-control to have that argument in a private place.
What can you do in these awkward situations? Do you just deflate the situation?
I think you do. And yeah, you know, I've had the odd dinner party where I've had friends that have disagreed fairly vehemently about something. And you steer the conversation away. You say... And so there was only one occasion I've had to make it really absolutely bloody obvious to everybody and gone, such lovely weather we've been having today. And you hope that all the other guests who are not involved pick up on the fact that you want the conversation to steer away.
Was I at that dinner party?
If it was a couple of years ago, then yes.
I think I was. I know exactly. No, I wasn't there, but I've heard about it.
Right, yes. Yeah.
With
the cake.
Yes, I was there. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, God, that was awkward, that.
Well, it is. It ruins it for everyone else.
A couple were proper arguing. Yeah, like full on in front of everyone else.
And it's like, well, you know, we've invited us to have a nice time.
What shouldn't you talk about at the dinner table when eating out for dinner?
Well, anything that makes anyone else feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
But it's going to vary. Whether you know, the conversation you have with Granny is going to be different from the conversation that you and I would have.
They say politics, religion, and don't tell us.
We've done this in a previous episode, so don't do it as if it's your own advice.
Have we?
Yes.
Right.
Sex, money, politics, health, religion.
Sex, money, politics, health, and oh god, that's a lot. Why don't you talk about health? See, well, I said health.
You did. Well done. Not elf. Because
I'm learning.
It's not, you know, if you're eating and I've got an ingrowing toenail, you don't want to know about it.
Hey, William, this chicken's cracking. Have you heard about that rash on my ball sack? Yeah. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No. Well, you would, but I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I'm not that uncouth.
And Jordan, what have you learned in this episode about dining in the real world?
I have learned, and I'm definitely going to do this, that I need to be a bit more firmer when complaining. I don't like complaining. I don't like confrontation.
I never thought I'd say this, but you're too polite.
Yeah, people have said that to me before, that I'm too polite. Yeah, I've learned that I need to be firmer when I'm complaining, because I've never complained before. I'll just sit there and eat it. I'll be like, look, this meal ain't good.
Yeah.
I need to be firmer, basically.
You do need to be firmer.
I need to be firmer.
Don't be so soft. Be a bit harder.
And what was the other thing we learned? That if you're going out for a meal with a group of people, then you should all split the bill, whether you're drinking or not. You should agree beforehand. Yeah.
Yeah, and have all the same thing. And similarly, if it's just two people, I often find it easy. Like, for example, when we went for lunch at Rules, I just paid.
Yeah.
None of this splitting the bill nonsense. You're paying next time. Similarly, though, caveat, Jordan, you want to take me to somewhere similar. It's like for like.
Right, okay,
Or as best you can within your means.
What have you learned in today's podcast of eating out?
Probably that you and I are not going to Rules ever again.
I think I'm barred.
You're barred. The commissionaire won't let you in.
The cult man.
And I've given a lot of the advice.
Yeah, you have, actually. So, yeah.
You don't need to come in next week.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Just do it with me.
Okay, yeah. So you've learnt that.
I've learnt that you're superfluous.
What does that mean?
Come back next week and you can find out. I'll tell you.
Marvellous. Well, I've had another lovely time doing the podcast. I'm off to bed now because I was up at 2 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at sextedmyboss. You can email us at sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to Mr.
You can email us help@ sextedmyboss.com. Normally with an email address, you have like the front portion, then you have the at symbol, and then sextedmyboss.com.
You can email help@sextedmybest.com. You're annoying me now, right? You can email help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who has promised a handwritten reply on his letter-headed paper. The address is on the website, which is
sextedmyboss.com.
And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, you can tell your friend and give us a
rating.
William has promised to streak across
Buckingham Palace
every time.
I have not. Why did I just read that?
Every time we get a 5-star rating. You heard it here first.
No.
Thanks for listening. Bosh.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
I was once in a gym and someone said, could I spot them? And I said, there you are. That's not what they meant.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.